It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander, SiriusXM Channel 204, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, and Game Plus. Matt Santos, he got his job, you got your work cut out for you with all those picks. So you compile them. For those who miss any of this, you compile them and they go into the VSiN newsletter, the daily newsletter, along with every pick from everybody, host and guest, from every other day part on VSiN, correct?
Correct.
So you give me one good reason why people shouldn't get that.
I have no idea.
Is that VSiN.com/subscribe?
Absolutely.
All right. VSiN.com/subscribe. I wasn't even supposed to read that one, right? I wasn't even supposed to read that one, but that's genuine. Like, you should get that. It's crazy not to, because inevitably, you're going to miss something at some day part, and you want to get these picks. Speaking of that, I'm watching some of these tennis matches, but remember, the tennis matches are early. So the two tennis matches, make sure to get those in, both Serena -3.5, and then Putintseva, both in Lexington. So remember, it's all-day sports these days. It is hour number two on a Thursday. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means. That means unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter, from an undisclosed location somewhere across town in Las Vegas. Good morning, Billy. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. Got my little green screen in the background here. but
it's kind of shaky, though, Bill. What's happening with that?
No, that's me being shaky.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to get it in a little bit more focus, but... Yeah, you know, I do a podcast, and this company sent me this green screen. This is all new stuff to me. I usually just wing it from wherever I'm at, so don't mind. But, yeah, what's going on? Everything going on okay over there?
Everything's,
South Point?
Yeah, everything's great. I'm at the South Point. By the way, your green screen, though, it doesn't go the whole screen. We see a little gray strip on the left side, so you're gonna have to shift that over. Maybe put a weather map in the background and give us a weather update on different sporting events later.
Yeah, we'll be doing that during a commercial, so...
Everything's good. It feels good, you know, being in studio here. There's no equivalent to being in studio doing these shows. Obviously, we're all taking precautions. We all following the protocol of wearing masks and all being careful when we come, you know, when we're walking in and out. But yeah, man, we're just in this mode where we're trying to be as safe. That's why you're not here. We're just trying to keep it as minimal as possible. But you'll be here soon enough, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely will. It seems like Vegas is really, the weekends are pretty busy on the weekends, it seems like. So we're almost like a Atlantic City kind of town, whereas we're getting a lot of driving traffic, but we're not getting the fly-in traffic, of course. So I noticed, I still haven't been out to a big casino yet. I just have no reason to go to a casino unless it's funding an app or something. I've been to the South Point, of course. I've been to Westgate. But I haven't been to any, you know, major strip casinos yet. How about yourself? Have you seen what it was like out there at Cosmo or anything around where you live over there on the Aria or anything like that?
I have gone to the Aria Sportsbook because it's really like in my backyard to make some baseball futures bets. That's the only, besides the South Point, that's the only real sportsbook I've been in physically because, you know... I had to make the bets, so, you know, I'm like, well, let me roll in here for a second. But I would describe Vegas right now in August, and keep in mind, it's early August, just for those wondering what's Vegas like right now. During the week, and keep in mind, this is still the hottest time. You know, we're still about 1 or 2 weeks away, I think, from the temperature finally declining out of the 110s, let's say. So we're still in the hottest part of the year. So it's super hot, and it's really kind of empty during the week. Middle of the strip, it's really bizarrely empty. And then on the weekends, it's still pretty packed on the weekends. I think prices are such that there are people who enjoy the price point that they're offering still. So the weekends are pretty packed still. But like dead of week, middle Wednesdays, Thursdays, yeah, not so much. Kind of empty. But I have ventured into sportsbook. I love sportsbooks, man. I go in there and I get sort of misty-eyed about it. When I'm like, wow, can we get sports? The things we took for granted, Bill, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
My buddy's
back east in New Jersey, Atlantic City and stuff, where I was talking to them, and they're telling me that the books really haven't been that busy like they normally are. People are kind of staying home. So, another thing.
Before you launch into it, Bill, let me just remind people that it's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, like, this is the first year I didn't go to Saratoga in a long time. I like going to Saratoga. Even though I really don't bet a lot on horses, I really enjoy that time at Saratoga. If anyone out there, which I'm sure a lot of the fans, the listeners, and the viewers understand, Saratoga and Del Mar in the summer, it just goes hand in hand. Either one of them it could be for people. A lot of times I go to both. And like I said, even though I don't bet on that much money on horses, of course now, though, I'd be firing on Chris's stuff a little bit, Felica, when he's on, because it would give me something to bet on while I was there. But it's just like the thing to do in the summer, and I really miss doing that stuff. So
yeah, Del Mar for West Coast folks, Saratoga for the East Coast crowd. Both are just staples of American betting summers, if you will. Just not your like so many things, not your typical summer. That's the understatement of them all. Bill, I wanted to bring this up with you first today. Sure. David Purdom, who does such a wonderful job over there at ESPN.com, Chalk. Do they still call it Chalk, by the way, over there? I don't know. I'll have to get a clarification.
You know, I think they do. Yeah, I talk to David Bierman all the time over there. Yeah, I think they still call it Chalk.
Well, David Bierman was the one who tweeted this out. I actually saw it from him tweeting out Purdom's piece. But this is in regard to, obviously, the biggest sports story that's going on, which I've talked about ad nauseum this week with Felica and Pete Futak, is about college football. The fact that the Big Ten and the Pac-12, two of the Power Fives, have said, we're not playing in the fall. And in the Pac-12's case, it's none of the sports playing in the fall. So a postponement to the spring at best in case of the Big Ten. I have my doubts about that. Anyway, this obviously has ramifications for sports books and how they deal with futures tickets. And so Purdom wrote this great piece. He said on Tuesday, the news of the Big Ten and the Pac-12 obviously goes down. And some of the other conferences, including all the other Power Fives, including, you know, obviously the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC, and then some other conferences like, say, the Sun Belt, right? Other conferences like that are still in play as of this moment. So how do sportsbooks deal with this? And the piece went from book to book, or at least covered a few books. Caesar's House rules, for instance, according to the Purdom piece, stipulate that bets on the national championship are valid as long as a winner is declared in 2021. Meaning that wagers already placed on a Big Ten team, like Ohio State, for example, are still live. Bets on the Heisman Trophy winner will be honored as long as the award is presented before March 31st at Caesars. Jeff Davis, director of trading for Caesars, said, quote, when weird stuff happens like all of this, you can't plan for it. Some of this is going to be handled on a case-by-case situation. I won't go too far into this, but some of the other ones are my friend Jeff Stoneback over there, director of trading at BetMGM. He said, contrary to that, quote, we would refund the teams that don't play. If you've got teams that are in there now and they play the season and a champion is declared, we'd actually pay off on that. If you've got LSU and they're declared the winner, you'd get paid. If you have USC, we'll give you a refund. Obviously, difference between the SEC and the Pac-12 as it stands now. So that's the thing. Some sportsbooks odds specify, the article continues, that the national champion is the winner of the, quote, college football playoff championship game, unquote, which would cause issues if a playoff isn't possible. Caesars, however, just requires a national champion to be declared. And I'll just end it on this. Davis from Caesars, Jeff Davis, goes, quote, if Drake plays Northern Iowa in what the NCAA says is the national championship game, then everyone's on the hook. Anyway, by the way, FanDuel has an act of God stipulation. So it's book to book. And I'm just curious how you process all of that.
Yeah. You know, that great, great piece by Purdom there. And, yeah, you know, another thing is Jeff Davis over there at Caesars, absolutely great guy. And I love that he was quoted for this article because I really think Jeff, a guy like Jeff, and I like Jeff Stoneback, too, by the way, over at Ariat.
Great guy. He's at the Mirage, I believe. Yeah, great guy.
Oh, he's at Mirage. But he's like the boss over there now. Yes. Good for him. Mm-hmm. And two good guys, and I hope that William Hill keeps Jeff Davis because it would be a disservice to him and disservice to the industry. So I'm sure they'll keep him over there. Fantastic. But going back to that article, you know, it's scary, isn't it? From book to book, you can literally go next door from one of these big factories to the next big factory. And, you know, here or even Atlantic City and stuff, especially Atlantic City. And the rules change from book to book. So know your rules, know your sports books rules and individuals rules. You can have something count at one sports book, but not count at another sports book. That is so scary to me that it's not a universal thing. But then again, we're in unprecedented times here. So It's very interesting. What that article really pointed it out to people, including myself.
Let me ask you this, Bill, because I think, first of all, what you're saying is 100% right. We've said it, you know, if not 1,000 times, right? Always check the rules of your sports book, no matter what you're betting. That should be, you know, written on the, you know, the 10 commandments of sports betting, right? That's in there. Always check the rules, and no more pertinent time than now, as you said, because of the strange time that we're in. But stepping back from that, okay, so I get it. You whatever the rules are that were stated, you should have been aware of them. Stepping back from that, just from, you know, just a commonsensical standpoint, how do you feel about the different ways? Like, in other words, if I had a bet on Ohio State or someone from Ohio State to win the Heisman, and you're telling me it's live, yeah, I probably should have checked the rules, but man, that sort of sucks. I guess the other sort of thing I would throw in there, and maybe people are going to think I'm not being very kind about this, but there's part of my brain that's like, you shouldn't have been betting college football anyway. Like, you should have known this sport was like the most likely not to happen, right?
Yeah. No, really. That's a great point. And I think I read somewhere on Twitter this morning, it might have been Stonebeck was quoted at saying, or something. They said that only 10%, they're only getting football future bets at 10% compared to last year, of last volume at this time of the year. So most people do know. About 9 out of 10 do know, so they're not betting. And that hurts, believe it or not, that hurts us as an industry, though, because those sports books look to grab that money and, you know, they kind of make a couple bucks on it for 6 months or whatever, you know, by pocketing that money and holding on to it and earning some interest off it. So it hurts the whole industry that this is all going on, of course. But going back to the rules from book to book, I know, just from my buddy dealing with the gaming board back in New Jersey about a month ago, DraftKings and FanDuel had two different rules on the Masters futures. So on a couple different golf futures. So you have to check, because I'll tell you right now, you'll be shocked to know that there are differences in those books. So and not always so clearly evident in the rules page. That's what he had to do. We had to call gaming, and then it was taken care of right away. But speaking of which, I'm actually a little bit surprised, Gil. We talked about this last week. I think it's been almost a month now. Those soccer futures in Indiana and New Jersey, no decision on that yet.
So, still no decision, yeah.
I think this is probably an area that's probably pretty scary for gaming and stuff. They just don't know what to do in this situation. So we'll say. I'm actually surprised, though, that nothing has – you know, it's funny. There could be a different rule in Indiana, of course, with their gaming board, in New Jersey. And don't think that that's not going to happen. It looked like to me, if I had to put a line on this, I would say Indiana's not paying anybody. And I would say New Jersey may pay some people.
Well, that was what I pointed out. And big assist to Captain Jack, because he put context on this for me, that Indiana's rules are written. We're talking, by the way, for those who are wondering, we're talking about something Bill and I talked about. Was it last week or a couple weeks ago? I can't even remember. Where there were these soccer bets across multiple soccer leagues, MLS, La Liga, Serie A. There were four, I think, soccer leagues across the world. And for 3 days, not like a glitch in a system, but for three, well, there was a sort of mechanical error in what was happening behind the scenes in pricing when you took teams on alternate lines. When you took them at like +2 goals, something happened in their system over at FanDuel where all of a sudden their pricing went out of whack. So you ended up with these really weird prices, like Cincinnati in the MLS. You had a line on them +5 goals, not +0.5 goal, but +5 goals against their opponent. And you only had to lay like -134, should be like -4,000. Anyway, the point was that those lines were up for 3 days. Three entire days, 72 hours. And so, yeah, eventually bettors aren't dumb. They can sniff out an error, you know, from a mile away. So people bet these things, and a lot of people made, you know, had winning bets. By the way, a lot of people lost too, but a lot of people had a lot of big winning bets. And so the question that Bill is talking about is how these are going to be handled. And it's going to come down to jurisdiction versus jurisdiction. And you're right. Indiana's you know, gaming regulations are written in such a way where it sort of favors the books no matter what. So even if, like, and the big question with all this is, like, at what point does it become the casinos, the sports book's fault that they're so negligent? Like, at some point, too bad, you got to pay these guys. But not the case in Indiana necessarily with the way it's written. You're right. New Jersey, I think this is going to go for the betters. It really better. Let me just put it that way. Like, I really think that that New Jersey is going to do the right thing here with that.
You summed it up with some great words there. At what point is it our responsibility that we shouldn't bet something? I mean, there's some blatant things like pass posting, like what happened out here in Las Vegas, which the gaming board ruled in favor of the casino. And then there's something like this in New Jersey where they have lines up for 3 days and no one catches it because of incompetence in-house. So that's what they're paid to do. They're paid to do one job. Just get your lines right. I mean, why do we have to be penalized at all times when we feel something's wrong here? And also something very important. What if the other side, now, of course, the soccer game, you're a 99% favorite, a 95% favorite. What if it would have lost? Do you have a right to get your money?
Yeah.
No way. I'll give you the answer real quick. N-O. No way. So, I don't know. I just don't. There's a fine line you have to draw in the sand here and say, don't cross that line. But it's not our fault. I hate when I make a bet with a sports book and I get put in that spin mode and the bookmaker has to check to see if he take the bet, because now, let's face it, we're actually doing the work for the bookmaker. You could pay someone $11 an hour and, you know, sit in front of a screen there and just deny the bets and not have any bookmaking go into that or decision making. So it's kind of bothersome that I see that with some of the sports books. I want to know, even the books back east, when I'm back in Jersey betting, you know, some of these things spin, And they'll deny you.
Yeah, I think all of this, Bill, we're talking about Krakenberger, of course, staple of a show here on A Numbers Game every Thursday here, second hour. I think all of this falls under the general category because we covered the FanDuel thing a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned the part about, if it was reversed, would, you know, they refund the guy? All of these things are fascinating ethical things within the sports betting industry, right? So the FanDuel case is one thing. The pass posting is another. This college football thing with futures, right, is a much more deliberate decision that needs to be made because these are about a season that may or may not happen. It may happen partially, you know, and it may happen in a form that we could not have anticipated with how they would crown a national champion. All of these questions fall under this general umbrella of ethics in sports betting. And I guess the one thing that I would sort of throw out there, and this, you know, sort of piggybacks off what you were just saying, is at some point we all have to know that this is a symbiotic relationship. Like, there's a give and take here, right? So for every spin cycle that you were just talking about, which goes against a better, you know, at some point you have to do the betters right, because if the betters continually get wronged in whatever issue, right, of all of the above, then again, you will not accomplish the very thing that you hope to, which is to get everybody to bet in legal jurisdictions, right? So there has to be some give and take. There has to be some tacit agreement between the player and the book that this has some semblance of being fair. Now, as I say that, I sort of want to chuckle right after that because I'm like, all right, I mean, I kind of know how this gets weighted, but you know what I mean? Like, we have to know that there's integrity involved and that the bettor's not going to get screwed in every single one of these cases. And as you see from book to book, you know, there's no uniform answer from book to book, from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. It's all a very, I mean, interesting thing to talk about, quite frankly. And we all just want the best for the industry.
Hey, we're just Gil, your show and me, when we're on Thursdays, especially, you know, we're going to call the books out if we see something happen wrong, if we don't agree or we do agree. And I think we're very impartial. I think we're very fair, whether it be, the guy up in Reno that bet at William Hill, which I took William Hill's side on that, or it's going to be a bettor that we actually agree with. And so we'll give our opinion on the show and talk about either way. So we're kind of impartial. Yes, we're bettors, so we want to take the bettors back.
Sometimes, and I'm sorry, Billy, because you're right. Sometimes I think our reputation gets the best of us, too, because sometimes we're not even going after a sports book, And that sportsbook, because of something we may have said in the past, thinks, interprets it as if we are. And we're not. It's like a big, it's a broader issue oftentimes.
For sure. For sure. That's a very good point. So it's not only negative press about somebody. We're you know, we actually do both sides of the counter here. So, but yes, in the end, I like to be the voice of the little guy.
Me too.
The guy that has, you know, 150 Twitter followers and really can't really get to the big sports books. So I like to be the voice of them and try to help them out if they have an issue. More often than not, though, their issue is can be handled at a certain level because, you know, let's just face it. There's guys that will go around sports books and what they do is they just try to find out what the weaknesses are, like blackjack players, like guys that try to go around find the tables to count down cards or maybe hold card in the casino. There's those lions that are looking for weak gazelle everywhere.
Looking for weak. That's a great lions looking for weak gazelle everywhere. There's an image. There's a vivid image. We'll come back. Got to take a break here. It's a numbers game on VSiN. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. We will come back and discuss. Crack had a very special guest on his latest podcast. Man, I'd like to book guests like this. We'll get into that much more unscripted with Bill Krakenberger right here on the numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network.
To a numbers game with Gil Alexander.
The NBA tips off this week, and Quick Picks has all your parlay action. Win up to $50,000 per ticket. You bet it's fun. Automatic 100% first-time deposit bonus for VSiN customers. That's 100%. Quick Picks, the real money parlay props game based on daily fantasy scoring, has live NBA matchups featuring all your favorite stars for big payouts. At Quick Picks, top winners are active every day, and the game format makes it easy for you to submit multiple tickets each time you play. With Quick Picks, you pay a little and win a lot. Play MLB, PGA, NASCAR, and UFC as well. VSiN customers can now play Quick Picks through this special offer. Get a 100% automatic deposit bonus up to $100 when you sign up for a new Quick Picks account. Sign up now. No need to type in a promo code. Go to quickpicks.com/VSiN bonus to find out more. That's quickpicks.com/VSiN bonus. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger. Let me just update some stuff going on currently in sports. Over there, the golf tournament at Wyndham. Early first round in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Sedgefield Country Club. Wesley Bryan and Harold Varner III, both 4-under. In their rounds, you know, still going on the golf course. Bryan is 13 through 13. Varner is through 9. One-stroke lead over a whole bunch of guys, including Webb Simpson, who's now 3-under. Webb Simpson, the sneaky, freaky brother sneaking in from the rear. Oh, let me update that. Harold Varner now at 6-under through 11. He goes birdie, birdie, I believe. Birdie on 10, birdie on 11, if I'm not mistaken. So Varner now, 2-stroke lead over Bryan, 3-stroke lead over Webb Simpson and a whole bunch of others. At Wyndham. So whoever it was who said should be Harold Varner, if that was Indy Jeff on Follow the Money, we're not sure if that was him or Brady. Good on you here in the early going. Then there's some other stuff. George Kittle, 5-year, $75 million deal with the San Francisco 49ers. George Kittle, best tight end in football. I think most people would agree there. 5 years. Let me make sure that's right. Yeah, 5 years, $75 million extension. Per report with the Niners. Dallas, the Cowboys got Everson Griffin, which is a big pickup for them yesterday, I believe, on the defensive line. And then there's this story out of, first of all, Nebraska has stopped the whole we're playing outside of the Big Ten thing. They've stopped that whole thing officially. But at Florida State, I think, is the bigger story. And I've been saying this all along about the need for third-party testing. This is a big deal. Florida State has 3 wide receivers, including, by the way, Tamarian Terry, who are now publicly speaking out about a lack of transparency in coronavirus testing at the school. Last night, DJ Matthews tweeted that he had tested positive for COVID-19, but the tweet was quickly deleted. He followed Thursday morning with a second tweet suggesting lies within the program. Man. So this is just a whole web of stuff that can go with these tests. what are the interests of people letting you know they're positive or not letting, like, you got to have third parties. UCLA players had this right. Anyway, Bill, sorry to take up the whole segment, but this is very interesting to me.
Great stuff. No, I seen the Kittle thing come across when we were talking. And, it's very interesting that, they give him $15 million a year.
Bill. Sorry, I'm laughing because you have weather. You have a weather pattern behind you. You have an entire weather map. What are you doing, the weather here?
How did that come up? That's not on my end.
Yeah, they're doing it from behind the glass here at VSiN. So you look like yeah, you got all, for those watching at VSiN.com and the VSiN app, Bill has gone into weatherman mode. And now I don't know, you're in some kind of like tunnel. I have no idea where you are.
It's like I'm controlling the Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. Those guys are earning their money today. Good,
yeah.
Good job. I thought I was Storm Field there. One of the old New York reporters there talking about
Dallas Rain. Yeah, we're in LA. Love those names. Bill Thunderstorm. We're going to have to take a break here, so I don't want to like launch into something.
Yeah, no problem.
But I do think that Florida State thing, just to drive that home one more time. I said this when the UCLA football players came out and they said, we don't trust the school to do this on their own. There needs to be third parties, because otherwise there is the, and I'm not suggesting anybody would do something wrong, but I'm just saying at the very least, there could be the optics of impropriety. And I'm talking about whether it's college football on a week-to-week basis. Oh, this opponent, maybe we sit players. So we'll announce our positives this week because we can probably beat them anyway. Oh, but this game, let's hide some of these positives. I'm just saying that's why you have to have a third party. And that applies to pro football as well, to make this as transparent as possible. And as bettors, more, this is the perspective, this is a little corner of the world from which we come, as bettors to know that there's integrity in all this. So, again, just another layer during this very, very strange time in American sports, and obviously beyond that, just our society and the world in general. But from our little corner, we got to have that taken care of as well. And the Florida State players, every day there's a little story. That's the story of the day regarding that. We will get back to crack in earnest. Podcast guests from him and more right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Numbers Game brought to you by Indeed from the Indeed.com studio. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. My buddies Ray and Tommy are like fantasy football geeks, and they're like, they've started the three-way throw. They're like, I got pick number 5. Do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do that? I'm like, I'm listening, and I'm like, you want the aggravation of fantasy football this year? When like your players could lose week after week, or one player could lose this week, your other big star could lose the next week. You have no idea how it's going to go this year in the NFL, but they're all gung-ho on fantasy football. God bless them. Let's play the season, baby. I hope it works out. But fantasy, I don't know if I want to get into that. Bill Krakenberger is here. Billy, you have a podcast. Please explain to the people what that podcast is and who your guest was this week, sir.
Sure. First of all, I want to just read a tweet by Pat Dooley.
Please.
But Coach Spurrier called a few minutes ago. This was yesterday. Said the SEC and ACC should just play their seasons and winners face off for the national title, because one conference was going to win it all anyway.
Yeah, we read that yesterday. The old ball coach.
Yeah, the old ball coach. A little arrogant, but I mean,
yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny when I seen it. I wanted to mention that on air. But yeah, let's talk about, so yesterday on my podcast, which I'm going to retweet out today, I had Dick Vitale on. So he was fantastic, and he's just a great person in general. I've met him a couple times. I actually met him at the first Jimmy V Classic 20 some years ago in Cary, North Carolina. He was playing some tennis, and I actually was watching him, and after the tennis he sat down, we talked for like 15 minutes. That's the kind of guy he is. So, it was great to to actually rejoin with him and actually get him on my podcast, because let me tell you something. The guy's 81 years old, but he has the energy and the spirit of a teenager still.
Yeah. So we all should be so lucky at that age.
Oh, man. He gave me a great send-off on one of the old-fashioned Dick Vitale awesome baby calls. It was really cool. But, you know, more importantly, about a year ago, I was on a plane, and I seen a Graham Benzinger video of Dick Vitale of interviewing. It seems like that kid Graham gets a lot of good interviews. So he was interviewing him. I watched the interview. It was one of the best interviews I've ever seen in my life on anybody. Dickie V was very humble. He talked about his upbringing in East Rutherford, New Jersey, over by the Meadowlands there, and how his parents were, barely out of the fifth, barely graduated, fifth grade. They had to go to work like a lot of old school parents did. And how his family had, there was a doctorate of love in the house, though. That was his words. I loved that. And he talked about a couple things most people don't even know. He's blind in one eye. I did not know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's blind in one eye. And he had that lazy eye when he was a kid. And it actually, he was made fun of. He was bullied in school. So on this podcast, on this pod that I watched, and the show, the interview, he broke down. And he broke down and started crying. And I just, it takes a lot for a man to cry. And he's an emotional guy. And he's a real sensitive guy. And I love the guy. I was like, wow, I'd love to do a one-on-one with him one time. And sure enough, reaching out through my good friend Howie Schwab, we got him on, and he's promoting a new book. He has a brand new book out, and all the profits go to the V Foundation. And he himself, his own charity, he has a gala every year in September. They raise money for the V Foundation. They have raised $30 million already. So they're over the last year since he started it, and the V Foundation has raised over $200 million. To fight cancer. And his other causes, though, he's so charitable with his time. He's so charitable. He just wrote a brand new book on what would have happened last year. They kind of have their own little fantasy take on March Madness and on the season. And all the charity, all the stuff that he sells on his site and everything, it all goes to the charity. And I just thought it was really cool. He talked to me about a couple different things, and we asked him some questions too about the season and what he thinks, but more importantly, about his charitable cause and what he's doing in life. And he's just a really good guy, and he's promoting a book right now. So let's see if we can get him on with us here on a Thursday.
I would love to. What is, give everybody the name of your podcast so they can go listen to that.
Sure. It's Wisecracks. It's on my Twitter site. Of course, on Twitter, I retweet it. It's by WSN. WSN.com, and we talk about almost anything, but I've had some unbelievable guests. I've been really lucky here. We're 10 episodes in. I have had so many people. I had Jay Cornegay. I had David Bierman. I had Casey Kerr, the caddy on live from the golf course. I have had some really good guests, and I was really lucky. I had Howie Schwab on, and this week was Dick Vitale. Was just a blessing. I had it for 15 minutes. We went back and forth, and I would recommend anyone just to watch that portion. If you can't watch the whole hour, watch that portion of the interview, because he's just so passionate about everything he does. And I love the guy.
Good for you. I'm glad you're doing it. At Bill Crackman with a K is Bill's Twitter feed.
Yes.
You mentioned something in there, and it's Dickie V talking about what would have been had March Madness gotten played, had the big dance, the NCAA tournament gotten played through this past year. And I'm just thinking about it. I got my, I'm just going to say this out loud. I got my cabana reserved at Circa for March Madness next year. And give me the odds that I will actually set foot in that cabana for March Madness next year. Will there be a tournament?
Yeah. Well, if you're there, I'm there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
If that's March. Boy, I'd like to be optimistic and think we're a favorite to be there.
Man, so just I to hope let so. I hope so.
Yeah, those pictures in the background there. I constantly look at that. The look at that screen where we're talking about in the background. We're running pictures of Circa and what their screens are going to be like. That's their outdoor by the pool. Their indoor sports book is unbelievable. They're having a VEASAN studio right there. Am I right to say that, Gil?
There will be a VEASAN studio inside the sports book. Yes.
In the sports book. I mean, just that's going to. that helps downtown so much. It really does. Look at the job there that they're going to be doing there. And it's funny, I just passed by there driving in the car. They're going up big time. I mean, they're going to be open in October, I think, without hotel rooms, maybe the first six floors or something, I heard Mike Palm say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look forward to that. Look forward to being there and seeing what it's going to be like. And that's going to be maybe my new home. You know, I really don't hang out in a lot of casinos, so that could be my new home between there, the South Point, and Westgate. That'll be my three spots I bounce around.
I think there are a lot of us who hope to hang out there very often. Of course, we want to do so with live sports on the size of that screen. Look at that at VSiN.com and the VSiN app. We only wish the best for Derek and Mike and all of them, and we're going to support it as passionately as we can. Hopefully, March Madness. But that's down the road. We've got other sports to consider in the meantime. We'll wrap it up with the Crack Man next, right here on a numbers game at VSiN. The Sports Betting Network will recap some of the picks and update some of those as well.
To a numbers game with Gil Alexander.
BetMGM Sports wants you to start out with amazing odds during this amazing August. That's why they're giving new customers a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on the Lakers-Kings game. And if either team hits a three, you win $100. All you got to do is sign up and make your first bet with bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this special offer. There has never been a summer like this before, that's for sure. And there's never been a better time to sign up at BetMGM Sports. Download the BetMGM app today and use promo code VSIN100 to win $100 in free bets when you bet $1 on the Lakers-Kings game and either team hits a three. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in the state of Nevada. Just to recap some of our picks, Chris Felica over there at Saratoga. Fifth race, the number 8 horse, Big Red Girl at 8-1. The 10th race at Saratoga today, number 10 horse, Data Analytics. How can you not like that horse at 9-2? Data Analytics sounds like a lock to win. Those are his two picks in horse racing today. Andy McNeil's adjusted series prices. Still likes the price on the Stars. Still likes the price on the Canucks. Was on the Canucks pre-flop as well. Both teams pre-flop, but still likes those adjusted series prices in the NHL. Serena -3.5 is Dan Weston's tennis pick. My tennis pick, which was a prohibitive favorite, she's actually down a break in the first set. Now you're wondering, what has happened, Gil? Well, it turns out that our old buddy Todd Wishnev is texting me and says, oh, I'm on this. Am I mushing this? Yes, Todd, you are. Stop betting our tennis picks so that we can, good Lord. There's only one thing that stops the tennis trade. Todd Wishnev. Bill, do you have a guy in your life who, when he does anything, it just doesn't go right?
Oh, I have a whole island of misfit toys.
It's amazing. All right, Todd, yeah. Get off the bed, would you please, so we can have a winner here, for God's sake.
Someone's... Todd, my man, what happened there? He's still on the lam over there in Pittsburgh.
He's on the lam, fugitive from the law. Yeah, on the lam. He's still in Pittsburgh, PA, playing tennis. He is down there. Let me just say this about Toddy. He's down to 255 pounds, 255.6 pounds. How about that?
Good man.
Good, all right. Good for him. Good for
some
him.
Pictures. Hey, he's playing tennis every day. Good for him. It's got to be hot and humid back there. I just don't miss that. Wow, the humidity.
No, so I don't either.
Yeah.
Don't miss that at all. Yeah. Do we have any other picks? Did I leave something out? Oh, NBA, because today is the biggest, is a huge day in the NBA again with four teams, the Blazers, the Grizzlies, the Suns, and the Spurs all trying to get to the 8th and 9th spot in the West. The only thing that I mention is, of all those, and the only advice I would give again for those who missed at the beginning of the show is, this is sort of like week 17 in the National Football League, Bill, where Portland and San Antonio, and specifically Portland, There's a scenario where Portland won't have anything to play for. They will already have clinched a playoff berth by the evening time. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but you just have to be aware of these. It's like a week 17 thing where you shouldn't make a Blazers bet yet. Spurs may or may not have a shot at it by the time they take the court this afternoon. It's the Grizzlies and the Suns that play earliest, and the only bet that I would possibly make in the NBA is the Suns laying the points in their game against the Mavs. Particularly, you got to watch to see if Porzingis and Doncic are scratches or not for the Mavs. No other team in the NBA besides those four have anything to play for. And you don't know how the opposing coaches are going to play it. Are they going to sit players? Are they going to go all out just for tune-up purposes for the playoffs? Because all four of the opponents of these four teams are going to be playoff teams, so maybe they want it just to get their sea legs under them. But anyway, that's a sort of week 17 angle, if you will, here in the dead of summer.
Very important to keep your eye on social media, especially during this. Listen, we all know there's the Don Best Corporation that is supposed to handle these injuries and get them out, or not injuries, that these people that are sitting. But we all know that that doesn't happen all the time. There's a lot of sports betting syndicates and stuff that get that information ahead of time, even if it's just 30 seconds or a minute, that's all they need. So keep your eye on social media, keep your eye on what's going on out there, because I'll tell you, and you know, especially out here in Vegas where we are, Gil, there's a lot of opportunities. These sports books will put up lines knowing with the intention, they actually know which way bettors are going to go. They know the square public, what they're going to be betting. Man, this is a must win. They can't lose. Got to bet the money line. Well, let me just tell you, there's some opportunities sometimes on these guys that play sport, these teams that play spoiler. There's some opportunities sometimes there, especially during these playoffs when they happen next week. I'm going to look to some of these prices on some of these dogs out here in Vegas because, like I said, the sports books put up a line knowing which way a lot of the public is going to be betting. So you're going to get some extra juice here or some extra numbers on some of these dogs. So it's not always the favorites. The must-win teams over a period of life, trust me, just because they're must-win, the books know that also. You're going to pay a premium to bet on these must-win teams.
Yeah, so interesting you were bringing this up. It just jogs my you know, mind of yesterday. And I'm in-game betting all kinds of different things. In baseball yesterday. By the way, did I give a baseball pick earlier? I did not.
I believe you did.
All right, the Padres are my pick today. Padres and Chris Paddock at about plus 125-ish. Is that where they are right now? That's my baseball pick today against the Dodgers. But yesterday, I'm in-game betting all kinds of baseball. And, you know, at Coors, it was 13-7 D-backs going into the ninth. And the in-game total going into the ninth was 20.5. And so your instinct is sort of like, oh, it's Coors. My God, they're going to go over, for God's sakes. And, you know, we always say, those of us who bet seriously, we're like, Chris always knows, right? Like, they always know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing with the pricing and that price and luring and that sort of thing. The other thing is I had an in-game bet, and this is neither here nor there now, but I had an in-game bet yesterday on the Blue Jays headed in the middle of the eighth yesterday. The Blue Jays were down 11-9 to the Marlins, and I bet the Jays at plus 443. Sure enough, solo shot, to tie it up at 11. I'm feeling fabulous about myself, and then just to get crushed in extra innings because the Blue Jays pen is horrific of late, or maybe just always. And so it just shows you also in sports betting, sometimes even when you're right, you don't end up winning. You know, so it's just there's any number of different things to experience and keep in mind in this racket. Anyway, I just you jogged all that in my head.
When you're saying Chris, you're talking about the offshore book. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So on Don Best, they actually have the live line from Chris, from Pinnacle, from some of the sharper sports books out there. You know, this is something for the average bettor or the square bettor, let's call them, to sharpen up. All you have to do, really. I really believe it's a moneymaker, maybe not a big moneymaker, but I think it's a moneymaker. It's called basically your market handicapping. If you can find those live lines and you can get your local bookmaker or, you know, your you know, obviously even the casino bookmaker that's dealing live. And I'll tell you, I honestly think that you can make some money. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know what the team names. You don't have to know, of course, the team names. You don't have to know the players. all you're doing is betting markets here. So if you see something minus 140 at Chris or Pinnacle, and then you see something minus 125 here in town or minus 120, you can guarantee just betting that minus 120, betting that stale, I'll call it the stale line, long-term is a moneymaker. I have seen this myself. I'll just tell you where. Right there at the South Point, I've seen it. And one day I was sitting there with Todd, actually, and Brian Musburger. I was running up to the window there. And now that day, everything just fell right in line. But I mean, I just was betting, you know, $500 on every single bet that I seen during the commercials when the offshore line was different than the local line there. So, you know, people use those live lines to certain sports books to get off or maybe even up their book.
Right.
After the, maybe there was a last minute bet came in and now they're heavy on one side. They want to get a little bit off. They'll dangle a little carrot there for the public, and hopefully they can get off some of their bet that way to even up the book. So you just have to listen. It's a lot of work. This, no one's giving you money. This is work. I understand. My father always said, you take the fun and gambling with all this stuff, Bill. Well, I'm not there to have fun. I'm there to separate the book from its money.
What a great point, though, right? Because we are too close to the sun, you and I, right? And so most people are just doing this for entertainment. You know, and we're not about that, but most people are doing it for entertainment, so we have to always keep that in mind. We probably got too in the weeds on the in-game stuff, but let me just do it in a vacuum real quick. What Bill was just describing, when you get dealt one line in one place, and it's markedly off from another somewhere else, one of those two is wrong, right? I mean, that's the simplest way of putting it. One of those two is wrong, unless the book, you know, needs something, and it's doing something for their own purposes. But there's all kinds of opportunities, and that's a very, you know, quick instant gratification way of betting these, and oftentimes the best opportunities exist in game. We've tried to bang that home as many times as we can, but certainly no harm in doing it once again. That does it for us, Bill. We got to run.
All right.
By the way, my girl Putintseva lost the first set. I don't like that start. Still confident, but not a pleasant beginning for our girl Yulia Putintseva. Against Jill Teichman, see if she can bounce back. I think she will, but time will tell here in the early going. Bill, at Bill Crackman with the K, and we'll tune into your Twitter feed, obviously, to get the Dick UV podcast. Awesome. And congratulations on that, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome. Look forward. See you next week.
Yes, sir. Bill Krakenberger right here on the Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network. Again, the NBA today takes center stage. 8, 9, 10, and 11. The Blazers, the Grizzlies, the Suns, and the Spurs in that order. And just know the permutations of the playoff situation. Again, Blazers and Grizzlies in the driver's seat with wins. Those teams get into the 8-9. They don't have to worry about what other teams are doing. The Suns and the Spurs, they do. A win is not sufficient. So even if the Suns go 8-0 here in the bubble, they still need at least the Grizzlies or the Blazers to lose their game. The Spurs would need to win and have at least two of those teams above them. Blazers, Grizzlies, or Suns lose for them to get in with a victory. So it's all a big day in the National Basketball Association, just 6 games in Major League Baseball. Padres are my pick in baseball. All of that in the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/subscribe, not just this show's picks, but all throughout the network day. Good luck with all of it. Let's get back in this tennis match. From a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.